What's going on, Red Nation? It's your boy Jeremy Brenner here, and today on Harden My Take, we're looking at the Rockets' 102-94 victory over the Sacramento Kings. Michael Brown has the night off, so I am flying this rocket ship solo. And another guy that had the day off today, James Harden. That was kind of the theme of this game. Came out moments before tip-off that he would be out with a sprained ankle, which he suffered in Thursday's win. And that kind of threw this game into a loop. You know, it was the first real test for John Wall as the primary guy for the Rockets. And I think what the team needed was three guys to step up. You needed John Wall to step up. You needed Eric Gordon to step up. And he needed Christian Wood to step up. Those three each had 20 or more. Christian Wood had a career high 15 rebounds. That was big today. And, you know, when James Harden goes down, when your best player goes down, the MO for the game is simply just find a way to win. And the Rockets did that today. The Rockets did that this afternoon. And they did that through their defense. Very unexpected and very uncharacteristic of a team that through three games had the worst defense in the NBA. But today, that was definitely not the case. The Rockets held the Kings to 94 points. And if you look at the first half of this game, it definitely didn't appear that this would be defensive heavy in the second half. The Rockets gave up 36 points in the first quarter to the Kings, 28 in the second, and then only 30 points in the entire second half. It was incredible to watch, and a lot of that had second half run was without Christian Wood. Now, he suffered his fifth foul with 8.5 minutes to go, and it was probably the first human moment of Christian Wood's short career here so far in Houston. He's been phenomenal over these first four games. But that was a very human moment for Christian Wood. He's not this perfect figure. And he had to sit out. But DeMarcus Cousins, luckily enough, the Rockets went out and got him over the offseason, came in, and he held the fort down. And then Cousins playing a chunk of minutes in the third quarter, combined with Christian Wood being in foul trouble, that allowed the Rockets to go with a small lineup in that early fourth quarter that really sealed the deal for the Rockets today. That lineup primarily, it was Eric Gordon, Daniel Nwaba, Sterling Brown, who had a great game today, Daniel House, and Jayshon Tate. New five, four of those five guys weren't even on the team really last year. And that lineup was the one that kind of pushed the Rockets into the winner across the finish line today. I was very, very happy, very impressed with what we saw today. And I also threw up a tweet on our Twitter account at Harden My Take. Be sure to go follow us over there. Also retweeted it from at Dreamshake SBN on Twitter. Go follow us over there as well. And ask some questions about this game tonight. So the first question, it comes from at Bolton Terrier, Adam Roberts. Bolton, I'm going to just call you Adam because that's what it says as the name of your that's what your name is on Twitter. That's what it says. So at Bolton Terrier. But he asks, when was the last time we had a squad this deep? And obviously, if James Harden says so, yeah, I guess this game kind of gave us a look into the future as to what a post-Harden team might be. And I think we proved tonight that the Rockets will still be very competitive, even if Harden is not with the team. So, and look, whoever we trade Harden for, if that happens this season or next season or whenever, the Rockets, who they have outside of him, is still a very deep team. And look, the Kings, who knows where the Kings are going to finish in these standings? They're a good basketball team. They are a good basketball team because they can beat you in so many different ways. They nearly beat us Thursday, and they nearly beat us tonight. I think the Rockets did go out and win this game. I think the Kings also did struggle a little bit, kind of got gassed at the end. But they're a good basketball team. They have a lot of different shooters, a lot of different ways in which they can beat you, but so do the Rockets. So I really think the depth of this team came out today. You saw Sterling Brown played 26 minutes. Good to see him getting an uptick in minutes. David Nwaba gave some strong minutes off the bench. DeMarcus Cousins filled the need when we needed him to. You know, Eric Gordon elevated to the starting lineup, I thought did pretty well. You know, I think that he's probably the biggest beneficiary of this system change because it allows him to be more and, you know, with Westbrook also moving on, it allows Gordon to be a bit more of a creator on offense, a little bit more free. And it gives him, it allows him to be more of the type of player that he can be. It glorifies his strengths. That's what we'll call it. It glorifies his strengths. And I like what we see from Eric Gordon, especially tonight. I think he does work better off the bench. And yes, you know, I think EG gives a couple of moments every game where, you know, you're kind of like, you know, dude, why'd you chuck up that shot? Or why, you know, why are your hands in the air when you should be going back on defense? But I think with EG, the pros outweigh the cons. And I think today that was proven as well. He's a great secondary creator. And especially when a guy like Harden is out, in that fourth quarter early lineup, he was the primary ball handler, primary creator. And that was huge. It was a 9-0 run at the beginning of the fourth quarter, where the Rockets, you know, basically took the lead for good. They had the lead prior to the fourth quarter. They had a 2-point lead. But, yeah, so they had, it was 83-81 at the beginning of the fourth quarter. And then they eventually went up 92-81. And I think that 11-point lead was the largest lead of the game. I liked what we saw from Eric Gordon today. I like what we saw from Sterling Brown today. That lineup just, and the thing is, that lineup, usually we wouldn't see that lineup if Harden was out. I would think that John Wall would be in the game at some instead of David Nwaba. But I really like that lineup, and I think the Rockets should experiment a little bit more with having three wings. And I'm calling Eric Gordon a wing here. I just think having that small ball lineup, we saw the benefits of having a lineup like that in the offseason, in the previous season. It just allows you to play a lot more fluid, a lot more free. And this team looks like comfortable now. Like, they looked very comfortable tonight. I know it's only game number 4, and look, every night's not going to be like this. There are going to be nights where they struggle because every team goes through those. You know, you saw the Clippers are, what, 5-1 right now, 4-1? And, you know, they've lost a game by 50. So there are going to be games where the Rockets struggle. And today could have easily been one of those games. Luckily for the Rockets, it wasn't. And these games are going to be important. Every win is going to be crucial this season, just because the standings are going to be very tight from top to bottom. And one game could be the difference of making and missing the playoffs, or having home court versus not having home court, or getting the right matchup that you want in the first round or beyond. It's going to be a crucial season every night. Every night you're playing for something. And I think the Rockets tonight played for, you know, to get that extra win, to beat the Kings twice, which, you know, could be a tiebreaker scenario in the future. A good, good, strong win tonight. A lot of pros here today. And look, Renan Rogers asks this question, or Hanan Rogers if you're Brazilian. Top 5 team with Harden committed. That's tough. And I said last time on the podcast that I think it's going to take about a month for people to really, you know, suss teams out. But I think this team proved, I think that this team, and Mike said it also last time, this roster can compete against any team in the West, any team in the league. I truly believe that. look, the Kings are obviously not the best team that the Rockets are going to play on their schedule, but the Kings have proven themselves to be pretty strong as well. They beat the Nuggets twice this season when, you know, and the Rockets, one of their two losses comes against the Nuggets. So I think right now I like where this roster stands, and I like what they're doing together. It's not a perfect roster by any means. It's not it's a roster that's going to need improvement. It's also a roster that is not going to look as good as they did on nights like tonight. And look, maybe if Harden's here, maybe the Rockets win this game by 15 or 20, and then you're looking at the team and they're like, wow. But I think right now we got to appreciate the depth of this roster. And I think that is going to come in handy, especially this season. We saw last season how important that kind of depth was and how important second units are. And and those are the kind of units that could be the difference between winning and losing games. And that early fourth quarter unit that won the Rockets this game, I think it just goes to show you how important depth is. And with a team like the Rockets, yeah, I could see it being top five. I don't think that's out of the question yet. It's just going to be a matter of, can this team execute and can this team continue to work through its kinks? Because there's still plenty of, you know, errors that happened today, and there's still plenty of ways in which this team can improve. I think the one or two notable ones that will come out of this game is Daniel House. You look at Daniel House and you're like, well, dude, like, what happened? Daniel House, 36 minutes, shot just 1 of 4 from the field, only 5 points. And obviously PJ Tucker, 2 for 3 from the field with 5 points. So that's, you know, two of your starters from a year ago. I think what we're noticing is two guys that are struggling to get their fit into the system. Because where Eric Gordon, you know, has benefits, I think Daniel House and PJ Tucker are still working through their, you know, past offense and trying to carve out a niche for this offense. I think it's easier for Eric Gordon because it fits more of his style of play. But I mentioned it last episode, the corner three, look, these two guys last year were perfect in the Rockets offense because the corner three was a huge staple of that offense. And Tucker and House were the ones taking those threes. Well, this year, through four games at least, we haven't seen that same volume of corner three shots. And that is ultimately, you know, where Tucker and House make their money. And we haven't seen a whole lot of that. And that's not to say that, you know, that kind of kills their value in this offense. They can still provide values in other ways. I don't think they played horribly today. Daniel House was a plus 14 on the court. He was part of that, you know, lineup. Daniel House brings you a lot of energy. So does PJ Tucker. A lot of non-box score stats are going to come out with those two guys. And, you know, while it's, you know, all nice and dandy, there could be more. And I think over time, they'll either find their niche or they will be replaced in the lineup by either someone in the depth of the team or through a trade. Now, we have another question from the Sane169 on Twitter, and he asks, should the Rockets go after another ball handler like a George Hill? And what should the Rockets do with Eric Gordon? His defense and driving is still solid, but his three-point shot has completely disappeared, yet he still wants to take those long threes. Look, I think today what we saw from Eric Gordon is, I think what you see is what you get with Eric Gordon. You're going to get nights like tonight where, you know, he looked good at times. He also, you know, threw some weird shots. He was, what, I think 3 of 12 from the three-point line. That's 25%. Not his best effort. But I think Eric Gordon was a big reason why the Rockets won today. You know, his creation, and especially in that second unit, is important. And Eric Gordon is going to be needed on this team win. I've always been a huge Eric Gordon guy. I understand the criticisms that come with EG, but to me, I think the pros outweigh the cons with Eric Gordon. I'm just going to be totally frank about that. And I think he's in a role that sets him up for more success. And he wasn't necessarily in that role tonight because he was elevated into the starting lineup. But I think as the sixth man, he really thrives. And I think the Rockets should definitely keep him. Now, as for another ball handler, I think that is ultimately where this team is going to go in terms of, you know, trade deadline and making a move down the line. Now, an idea that's popped into my head recently, and it kind of stemmed from PJ not even participating in shooting in the last game. You know, PJ Tucker is still very valuable. A team that could use a four right now is the Miami Heat. And I think Miami, look, if they can find a way to, you know, swap like Kendrick Nunn for PJ, I think that benefits both teams. It benefits Houston because you get that ball handler that Kendrick Nunn can be, and it can kind of take some pressure off of John Wall and Eric Gordon and James Harden when he comes back. And also, the thing with PJ Tucker is you can get a guy like Daniel Nwaba that, you know, doesn't bring as much defensively. I still don't think that Nwaba is as good of a defender as Tucker, but what David Nwaba brings offensively, I feel, along with Sterling Brown, it definitely is a step up from PJ. And I'm not saying trade PJ Tucker, but it's something that, you know, could be an idea down the line. And it's only because PJ is just not the same fit in this offense. I think Kendrick Nunn could be a better fit. And George Hill, like the guy mentioned, is a better fit probably for this offense. Now, I'm not sure if you want to deal with Oklahoma City again, but that's, you know, George Hill is going to get traded at some point. He's playing really well with the Thunder right now, and, you know, he's getting set up to be dealt either at the trade deadline to a contender or in the offseason to another team. You know, he's kind of in that factory role that OKC is in right now, trying to churn out, you know, more talent and churn out more draft capital, and they're doing a good job with him. Moving gears here, we're going to talk about John Wall. John Wall, man, he is so fast. He is so fast. It honestly reminds me a lot of Russell Westbrook in terms of his speed. He might even be faster than Russell Westbrook. And I know there was a lot of, you know, skepticism when it came to John Wall because of the Achilles, because of, you know, his inexperience in playing NBA basketball over the past 2 years. But tonight, John Wall entered the superstar role once again. And it's been a while since he's held that title as the number one option, A1 guy on your squad, and he delivered. He delivered tonight. He was the main guy for the Rockets tonight on offense, 28 points, 6 assists. He led the offense. He would lead them in transition. He would, you know, he was 2-for-8 from 3, but I kind of like the fact that they were giving him some looks outside, and he made those 2 threes pretty early on in the game. And I really like what I saw from John Wall tonight. And I know I'm hesitant with John Wall. I want to see this more often. I just don't know if it's sustainable over the course of a 72-game season. Through 2 games, I'm really happy with John Wall. They got two wins and 2 games. And Russ has 1 win in 6 games. And look, I don't want to dog on Russ. I know some people in the Dream Shake want to dog on Russ because of how he left and all that. I'm not that guy. So if you do see a anti-Russ tweet on the Twitter account, I promise it's not from me. But I think with John Wall, it's a sign of what could be. And that's good right now. That's what the Rockets need right now, is just positive signs that can help this team push towards the top of the standings. Because I think the Rockets, their best sign of success, if the Rockets are playing well outside of Harden, it can, you know, allow Harden to commit fully, dive in psychologically for this season, and work out for this season. Right now we're focused on 2020-2021. That's what we're focusing on. And 2020 is in the past. So we're focused on 2021 right now. And Harden, if Harden locks in, this team has a shot to be really special. And whether that results in a Harden extension at the end of the year or nothing or a trade or anything like that, as long as the Rockets just put together as good of a product as they possibly can, that's what matters here. And John Wall was a part of the biggest part of why the Rockets were so successful today. So, John Wall, if you're listening to this, welcome to Houston, man. We're so happy to have you, and we're so happy to cheer you on in your success, man. This is a big treat tonight for Red Nation. But yeah, I think one last thing before we sign off, another thing too, Christian Wood, a guy that had some struggles today, but man, another Wall and Wood, who would have thought 6 months ago, just 6 months ago, that this would be a pair that the Rockets would boast on the court and that they would be this strong of a pair this early in their Rockets careers. It's something, it's going to be really exciting to watch. And I'm really looking forward to what the rest of this ride has to come for the Rockets. I think this is a good place to park the rocket ship for now. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Harden My Take. Be sure to subscribe and download to your podcast app of choice. And we're going live. We're going to produce a new episode after every game. So be sure to check us out after every Rockets game, win or lose, rain or shine. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at DreamShakeSBN and at HardenMyTake. You can give the Dream Shake a like over on Facebook, and be sure not to miss a single ounce of our content, of all things Houston Rockets on SBNation.com. Head to our website at TheDreamShake.com. You can follow me on my personal account on Twitter at Jeremy Brenner, JeremyBrenner. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Harden My Take. And until next time, go Rockets!